Yesterday afternoon, I finished recording the seventh video of subjects that I had desired to put a voice to some of the issues that I had written in the three compilations of papers penned over the last 35 or 40 years. I asked the Lord last night as I went to bed, was there anything else that He wanted recorded? I went to sleep expecting an answer this morning, but I did not get the answer. It was not one that I expected. So around 2 o'clock, I woke up wide awake, and there were no fractured thoughts that normally accompany being awakened. There was only one central issue. So I got up and sat and listened for a little while, and then fixed my coffee and toast and one thing or another and sat down. And I realized that that this epilogue was essentially a singular message, and it'd be addressed to the same people that the introduction, and that is to my natural seed and their spouses, whom I consider sons and daughters as well, and to their seed, some 9 grandsons and granddaughters. Then there's a third category that consists of young, middle-aged, and older men and women who, over the years, I have met, and there has been an encounter and a witness of the Holy Spirit between us two, been a supernatural event. You know who you are, and I can only say to you, very deeply, I love each one of you, and I'm not one that's very capable, has much capacity for loving people. I wasn't reared that way. But I have a tremendous, deep affection for each one of you. You know who you are. Some I met during the 70s and 80s, one during the 90s, and several during the 90s. They were friends of my natural seed, but you've become very special. You know who you are. I do not wish to list you because someone may get left out and get their feelings hurt. The third category is to those individuals who will not by coincidence come into possession of these audios as well as the written stuff on this these thumb drives, which I intend to distribute. There are those who read and hear and are quickened by the Holy Spirit to what you hear and read. And there will be a witness. I don't know who you are, don't know what you look like, but it's to you three categories that this epilogue is addressed. This was a message that I heard this morning. It's quite profound, to me at least. The supreme issue of our time is whether or not one believes what God said. And when I use the word believe, I mean active belief, one that gets down in your gut. Believing all that He said, both positive and negative, good and bad, blessing and judgment, weal and woe, will literally save you now and in the days to come. I, as well as you, live, move, and have our being in a microcosm, a limited social ring around us. But that microcosm is a part of the whole, part of the microcosm. What you are is joined by others to form the whole, and if the overwhelming majority of the people within your microcosm consist of unbelieving individuals, no matter what they say, then that is what the macrocosm looks like. I was jolted this AM by renewed awareness of how few, even so-called professing believers, actually believe what God said. both good and bad. There is around me a minute fraction who tremble at what God said. What will grant you his favor, i.e. protection, supernatural protection, will also separate you ideologically and socially from your peers. You will be required to say yea or nay to his words, to decide whether or not you fear him as well as love him. The two emotions are two sides of the same coin. You cannot love him without fearing and revering him. You cannot fear and revere him without loving him. Both are intertwined with this thing we call believing him. As a young man to whom I was sent said in response to the message was, he said, the good news is, now I know. The bad news is, now I know. To you who listen to this, now you know. Most High God, our Father in heaven, may you be found to be worthy to hear your words and to believe them. Godspeed.